a three bedroom.
Blog Talk
like
Radio.
Cross on the radio, tying the community together.
So she said the lady was like,
they can hear you. I gotta mute it. What's that going on? Now we connect and where is that? That's the studio. There we go. That's how strong it is.
Fill me up, God.
overflow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul.
Bless and welcome to Soul Food Sunday. This is Pastor Deshaun Henderson, Claus and Anthony Claus at Speak Life Ministry. The church location is 411 Jellis, Newark, New Jersey. The doors of the church are open on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. I'm going to pray us in and then we will begin. So, Father God, we come to you this afternoon. We just thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to minister to your people, Lord God. Father God, we give you glory and we give you all the honor because it belongs to you, Father God. Lord God, we just ask you to have your way with each and every one of us on the line, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to cleanse our hearts and our ears and open our eyes so that we can see that you are the only way, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we ask for you to touch us right now in our minds, our hearts, our conversations, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to draw us closer to you in these last and evil days. We ask you to draw us closer to you, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to wash us, Father God. Make us whole, Father God, and show us the direction to go, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory and all the honor because it belongs to you, does not belong to men, Lord God. We just take this 4 o'clock time right now to worship you. We take this 4 o'clock time right now to say, Lord, I thank you. We take this 4 o'clock time right now to say, Lord God, we honor you. We bless your name, Lord God. There will be no us without you, Lord God. We thank you for grace and we thank you for mercy, Lord God. Lord God, you and you alone are the reason that we are here today, Lord God. So, Father God, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Holy Spirit, we say thank you. Lord Jesus, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this soulful Sunday, Lord God. We thank you for each caller that has tuned in, Lord God, and for everyone that's just listening, Lord God. Do a special thing for them, Lord God. There is some area in their life, Lord God, that can't seem to be fixed, Lord God, but we know that you're able, Lord God, to fix all things, Lord God, so we ask you to fix it on today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to turn it around for some of us because we needed to be turned around, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to mend some relationships right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your blood that never loses its power, Lord God. And so, Lord God, as we hold on to you, Lord God, hold on to us, Lord God. And Lord God, we just glorify you and we honor you, Lord God. And at this time, I want to introduce you to Evangelist Leslie Johnson. She'll be giving us a word today. And then after that, you'll hear the voice of Pastor Claus. God bless you.
Anthony and Pastor Deshaun Claus. Today's scripture will be from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 13 to 14, which reads, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. My title today is Justification by Faith. What is a Gentile? You may wonder. A Gentile is a member of any ethnic group other than the Jewish race. The Jews looked down upon other races as barbarous and unclean. Jeremiah 9:26, if you get a chance, you could go back and read that. Jesus, however, abolished this distinction through his atoning of death and his acceptance of all people through repentance and faith. And in Galatians 3:28, you could research that on your own when you have time. The book of Galatians was written by Apostle Paul. Paul was talking to the Gentiles to turn them back to a pure faith in Christ. The book of Galatians warns that we are not saved by obeying the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Let me just talk a little bit about Paul so you can have an idea of who he was. Before becoming the great missionary evangelist, Paul was known as Saul, the persecutor of the Christian church, as a devout Jew. That means he was faithful, he was devoted, he was committed, he was loyal, faithful to no end. Saul sought to quiet the quickly growing movement of men and women who followed Jesus Christ. He had permission from the high priest to persecute those found worshiping the Lord. And you could read in Acts 9:1-2, and it'll tell you about that. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly this shined round about him a light from heaven. And Saul was blind for 3 days. It was Jesus who asked Saul, why did he persecute him? Saul was trembling and astonished and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He had to go see a man named Ananias who would give Saul his instructions. But Saul was a chosen vessel for Jesus to bear his name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. This text lets me know that I must have faith in order to please God. Although I've never seen God, I know he's there. This also lets me know that by our faith, we are made whole. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. I used to worry about everything all the time. I was wondering how I was going to do this, take care of that. I said I believed and had faith, but I was always worrying. I had to study to show myself approved. So I began to research about faith. I learned that in Hebrews 11:6, it was impossible to please God without faith. This meant no more worrying. So I then asked, what is faith? Well, Hebrews 11:1 showed me that. Faith is the substance or assurance of things we hope for but not have yet received. So I started believing God for change in my life. I only need faith the size of a mustard seed. I said, I can do this. It's so, so small. That's all I need. Wow. So I had faith that God was going to supply all my needs, and he did. I don't worry about anything. I just pray about everything. So then you ask, what is God saying in this text? God is simply saying that poverty is a curse, just as surely as sickness and spiritual death are curses. But Christ has redeemed us from the curses of the law. But we are justified by our faith, Matthew 17:20. If ye have faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll move mountains. In closing, I am encourage you, saints of God, to have faith and believe that everything is going to work in your favor. If you just have faith and believe and just follow the instructions of the one true living God and just know that he has you in his unchanging hand, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. May God add a blessing to his already blessed word.
Thank you, Evangelist Leslie. And so today we learned about Apostle Paul, we learned about the Gentiles. Today we learned about faith. And today I just encourage you even the more to just have faith in God. And so what is faith? A complete trust in God. A complete trust in the God that we trust, the God that we believe in, the God that we, the saints on this line, believe in, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if you're not a believer of Christ Jesus, I'll challenge you to try him. I'll challenge you to trust him. I'll challenge you today to read his word, get in his word, keep his word, and follow the instructions. Because when we follow the instructions, just like Paul had to go and see the man of God after he was blind, he had to follow the instructions. So today I encourage you not to wait till there's a blind situation to come about in your life. Don't wait until something have to come into your life to make you run to Christ now. If you have ears to hear, right now is the opportunity that you can accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Right now is the time that you can say, Lord, come into my life, wash me, cleanse me. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you got up on the third day. I believe that all power is in your hand. And if you say that simple prayer, Romans 10:9, if you have a Bible or can go to the text, Google it, Romans 10:9, you can confess Christ right now as your Lord and Savior. If you are a backslider, you can still read Romans 10:9. You can also say, Lord God, I repent. Come into my life, Lord God. Wash me. Make me whole, Lord God. Forgive me of my sins. And so when you repent, that means you have a change of heart. That means that you come closer to God, believing that he might not do it the way that I want it to be done, but everything is going to be okay. Believing that with the Lord I live, the Lord I should die. Will I trust him? Yes, with my whole heart, with my whole mind. And so another thing I would like to add, even with Paul returning and turning from his wicked ways and coming back to Christ or coming to Christ the first time, as Evangelist Leslie was explaining to us, that he needed to have a formula. He had to be strong. He had to stop worrying about the naysayers and doubters and unbelievers. He had to now get the people to try to trust him, because here you had someone that was persecuting them, not just calling them names and things like that, but he was killing them. He was slaughtering them. He was beheading Christians for loving the Lord, for serving the Lord. And so now after his dry experience of being blind, he had to now trust the only God that he was coming against. And so when he met Christ on the road to Damascus, the Lord said to him, Paul, why do you come against me? And I know that's in someone's heart today, to ask somebody, why do you come against me? What is your motive? What is your problem with me? What have I done to you? And so I would encourage you that if you don't get the answer, move forward. Move forward with the love of God in your heart. Move forward knowing that you have faith in God and he's going to work it out. Move forward knowing that God's grace is sufficient through everything that we go through. Move forward like Evangelist Leslie just explained to us. She once doubted God. She once worried. But when God gave her that mustard seed of faith, she had to believe him. She has to believe him. She's raising her sons and daughters. She's raising her sons and daughters in a city that some of us may know of, North New Jersey. And so raising your children in a city of North New Jersey, you have to have faith in God, that when you send them out, they're going to come home. You have to have faith when you leave your car in front of your house, it's going to be there. You have to have faith that when you get up to go to work, that no one will try to attack you. You have to have faith that you're going to be in your right mind to continue to serve God. And so I encourage you, just like the woman of God, I ask you to hold on to your faith. If you don't have faith, ask the Lord, increase my faith. Increase the faith, Lord God, your faith in me. In order to walk in the supernatural, there are four ingredients we need, and faith is one. Love is another. The glory of God is another in the anointing. But the faith of God, the faith, we have to believe as Christians. We have to believe. Even some other religions, they believe that Mary was impregnated with the Holy Spirit, who gave birth to Christ Jesus. That is faith. for us to believe that a woman conceived a child, not only a child, the King of Kings, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Messiah, that this woman carried a king. She carried our Savior. She's never been intimate with her husband Joseph, and when Joseph decided to turn his back on her, the angels had to come. And the angels had to convince her that she is, convince him that she's pregnant with the Lord's child, pregnant and name him Jesus. And it's going to take the angels of the Lord to come down again to convince some folks who you are. It's going to take the angels of the Lord to come down and show people who you are. But you let God deal with people. You let God deal with what people think and what people say. But I encourage you to walk this walk with God and walk it tall. Be the best Christian that you can be. Be the best spiritual daughter and best spiritual father, the best spiritual mother, the best sons and daughters that you can be. And when you have given it all you can and you don't think you're doing your best, ask the Lord to wash you again. Ask him to make you stronger, make you whole. God doesn't do an incomplete job. The Bible says he's just to finish the work. The Bible tells us to look to the hills, which come our help, and our help comes from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I encourage you also to get to know the Holy Spirit. He's living in your belly if you are a believer of the gospel, the 66th book. If you believe that the Holy Spirit was given to us, Jesus departed in Acts 1:1. He told the disciples, do not leave until the Holy Spirit come upon you, until you let him take over you, until you let him guide your conversation, let him guide who you are. It's time for a change, and you're only going to get the change if you desire the change. Sometimes we complain constantly, we worry constantly, but what are you doing to make things better for yourself? What are you doing to make things better for your children, for your relationships, for your marriage, for your careers, for your finances? What are we doing? Do we need a Road of Damascus experience? Do we need an encounter with Christ? And I pray for everyone that's on the line right now, when we have that encounter, I pray that it is a blessed encounter. I pray that we don't have to be blinded for 3 days in order to see that God is our Savior. I know for a fact everyone is listening, God has done something for you. Because if you're listening right now, that means that he woke you up this morning. And so we glorify God. We thank God for each and every evangelist that he allows to come through Speak Life Ministry. They're trained so that we pastors, as we learn, we're training them so they can be equipped to go out and spread the gospel, an evangelist, someone that spreads the gospel, an evangelist, someone that Paul turned into, an apostle. He went from slaughtering the Jews and trying to kill anyone that wanted to serve Christ to be an evangelist of the word of God, spreading the good news of Christ. What has God done for you that is good? What is worth being spread today? How about us just having a positive attitude for the rest of the week? How about we try a challenge? We have so many challenges on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Let's try a challenge where we be positive for the whole month of July, starting this last week of June, that we only can say positive things about each other, that we only can lift our brothers and sisters up, that we only can encourage even our children. Some of us on the line, we talk down to our children. We don't have relationships with our children. We don't communicate with our children. When your children turn out like you, don't question, why is my child like me? Why do they act that way? It's because of the way you have done them. And so I encourage you on this day to take up the challenge, to be positive for the month of July. Don't complain for the month of July. And in all things, give God glory for the month of July. God, no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, Lord, I trust you. I trust that your grace is sufficient. Increase my faith as I trust you. Will things come up? Yes, they will. The Bible says that we are in the world, and the Bible says that Satan was cast here with one-third of the angels, growing to and fro to see who can he devour, meaning destroy, meaning upset, meaning win, in order to get them to go to hell, because he knows his place. But I promise you that if you hold on to Christ and if you decree and you declare the word, like the Bible tells us in Exodus, and he tells us in Numbers, and he tells us in Deuteronomy to decree and declare the word. I challenge you to read your word each day. Open up and start to read the word of God. When you have the urge to complain, when you have the urge to gossip, when you have the urge to backbite, when you have the urge to worry, open up the scriptures and see how good God is. because the Bible tells us that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's not like man. He cannot lie. He will not lie. But God has given his prophet, his mouthpiece, a word to give to you. It shall come to pass. Our hours is not as ours. Our days are not the days like Christ's days are. But it's time for us to really make a change. It's time for you to look over your life and say, wow, I did this. Thank you, Lord. Wow, I was able to accomplish this with the help of the Lord. I bless your name, Lord God. Wow, I was able to obtain my car, my first home. Wow, I am getting married. Wow, I am an evangelist. Wow, I am a holy vessel of the Lord. Wow, I don't integrate with those things. And when you find situations, when you walk into a conversation and it's not a godly conversation, then walk out of it. Remember the challenge. I pray that each and every person that you desire to do the challenge, then tag us on Facebook. Tag us underneath the Soul Food Sunday blog. Tag us on the Woman of God, Keisha's blog, that I'm going to do the challenge starting on Monday morning. We're starting right now at 4:35 on June the 28th. We had a baptism today. We had 12 candidates that gave their lives to Christ, and they wanted to be washed, and they wanted to be cleansed. And so even now you can have a spiritual baptizement. You can have a natural baptizement. You can be baptized right now with the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. You can lift your hands right where you are and say, Lord, wash me and cleanse me. I don't want to be this way for the rest of my life. I don't have to later on to get it right. I can't smoke my next blunt after the blog. I can't finish this drink right now, and I can't get another pack of cigarettes. I can't go on without any money in my account. I can't live like this. I have no peace and I have no joy. You have to come to that decision that I need more, Lord God, that I need you to increase my faith. I need you to gird me up with the whole armor. Ephesians 6:11-18, and I'm done. It tells us to gird up ourselves with the armor of God. And one of the components is faith, the shield of faith. The shield of faith, it quenches the fiery darts of the enemy. When you have a chance, read Ephesians 6:11-18. It says, put on the whole armor of God. It says, girdle yourself with truth. It says, stand in forgiveness. It says, have a heart that is right. Have the proper footwear on that is girdled with the preparation of the gospel, meaning that you know your word. If you are an evangelist, if you are a woman of God, you know that the battle is not yours and that we don't have to battle against religions. And if whatever you believe, if it's working for you, then do the best you can do with the things you do. But as a Christian and as being a woman, a man of God, I tell you to stand on the word of God. I told you to stand on the whole word of God. And if you don't understand anything, God will send you someone to teach you. God will send you someone to pour into you. You can't say no one ever came. Who did you ask for help for? Because if there's anybody on the line that has reached out to Pastor Deshaun before I was even pastor, I will inbox you. I will call you. I will check on you free of charge, no service charge, no fee, no anything, just me being obedient to the Lord, knowing that in my obedience, God gets the glory. And when God gets the glory, he blesses us and he keeps us. I encourage you to hold on. Make sure you have the whole armor on. Make sure your faith is at a good place. Your faith has to say the shield of faith. It means it covers your heart, covers you from the fiery darts. That's what the word of God teaches us. So it lets you know there's going to be some hard times. There's going to be some times that's going to come. There's going to be some folks that just won't shut up. There's just going to be some situation that you can't handle. But make sure you're not the person that's throwing the arrows, and then they keep bouncing back to you. They're ricocheting to you because the Bible says that we are covered by the blood. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that comes against us, that we have the power to condemn. The Bible tells us to dedicate and to decree and declare the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes I am healed. Stand on the word of God, believing the whole word of God. That God loved us so much, this world, not just Christians. It said the Bible says that he loves us so much he gave his only begotten son. What are you willing to give up on this afternoon to God? What are you willing to give up to make it better for yourself? What are you willing to give up to make it better for you and your children? What are you willing to give up? And for all the ones that say, oh, I gave up everything. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. I tell you to increase your faith then. I tell you, don't just keep looking out the window like a little girl waiting for a gift to come, but trust God that when he blesses you, it'll be above the things that you can even think of. The Bible says that the ones that love the Lord, he said he hasn't even revealed the secret things, the things that he's going to give to us. He hasn't even revealed it to man, because sometimes men get jealous and they won't tell you everything that God to tell you. And so then God will send a ram in a bush to bless you. God will send a ram in a bush to increase your faith. And so, Father God, we thank you for Evangelist Leslie. We thank you for the word, Lord God. We thank you for learning today about Apostle Paul and his road of Damascus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross and going to hell and getting the keys to hell and in the grave. We thank you, Lord God. It's not impossible to believe that Jesus died on the cross and he went to hell, got the keys to hell and death, and he now holds death to his hand. Death can only come if Christ the Lord releases him. Read it, it's in your word. And so we can believe that Mary, his mother, was impregnated by the Holy Spirit, the birth of Jesus, and we can believe that Jesus died on the third day and then he got up. And the Bible says he got up with all power. And the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3 that he sits on the right hand of the Father. And the Bible tells us, because it is the word of God, that my word is the truth. It is the light. It is the way. The word of God is Christ himself. And so we believe in the word and we believe in Christ. I pray right now that God will increase each and every one of our faith, that we increase even the more, that he will girdle us with the whole armor of God on, and that he will prepare us so that when he do send the blessings, that when he even wakes us up on tomorrow, we'll be able to receive the blessings. Some of us have been denied, but certain things God said, it's been turned around. You'll be approved. Some of us have got a no answer. God said, I'm sending you a yes. Some of us, we seem like we're down to the last. He said, but I'm sending you a miracle. And I believe it, that I'm able to speak and decree and declare the word of God, because the word of God says so. He tells us to decree and declare over our life. He says to speak life over yourself. I challenge you to speak life over yourself for the next 30 days. I challenge you to speak life and nothing else. I challenge you to speak positive things. I challenge you to stand in the mirror and say, I am a mighty man of God. I am a woman of God. I am a son and a daughter of the King. I am who God say I am. I am filled up with the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding, the favor of God. My children are blessed. I am blessed coming in and out. I challenge you to speak life over yourself and nothing else. And if you find yourself at work, if you find yourself in a situation, if you find yourself giving somebody a ride or they're giving you a ride and they start speaking negative, tell them, I'm doing this challenge. I met a prophet on Soulful Sunday and I'm doing a challenge for the whole month of July and for the last week of June. So I know that's more than 30 days. It should be about maybe 35 days. I'm doing a challenge. I can't speak anything negative. And I believe that right now when I do that, that my whole life will turn around, that I'm not just going to not speak negative things. I'm not going to do negative things, that I'm going to hold on to God, and I'm going to try him by his word. When I ran into the Lord and he ran into me almost 15 years ago, I heard a voice. He said, try me. Let me prove to you who I am. That was 15 years ago. He said, try me. And I gave up the things I used to do. I don't smoke anymore. I don't drink anymore. I don't cuss anymore. I don't be busy anymore. I'm not out there fighting and kicking doors in. But some folks don't want to let my past go. But I'll send you a warning to let it go. But the Bible says, it is better for you to hang your sons and daughters. If there is a man and a woman of God that has tried and they're trying to live for God, leave them alone. I won't pray that God will give you a Damascus experience. I don't pray that God will take your life. I pray that God will deliver you so that you can see how good God is. You'll see that he's good even without a job. I don't have a full-time government job right now. I don't have a full-time, but I trust God with every bill that we have and every bill that we make. I trust him with the tithes and offerings from things that is given into me and sold into my life. I trust God with my children. I trust God with my sons and daughters. I trust God with my grandchildren.
son. I trust God with my marriage. I trust him with my body, my mind, my spirit, and my soul. I trust him with my spiritual sons and daughters. I have to trust God. And I challenge you to trust him. I challenge you to change your conversation. I challenge you to put down the marijuana, to put down the drinks, to put down the smoke. Oh, the whole summer, try God and see if he won't bless you. Try God and see if he won't increase. Try God and see. And if you're on the line and you're saying, well, Pastor, I don't do those things anymore, well, then I challenge you to speak positive things over yourself. I challenge you to speak stuff. I challenge you to speak. Lord God, release your glory, release your anointing, release your faith, and release your love so that I can walk in the supernatural. Because some of us need to get to the fifth heaven so that we can get into the presence of God so that we can receive our blessings. I pronounce a blessing on each and every one of my sons and daughters that was baptized today. I pray that the old man is dead and that the new man is springing forth with all power, that you will walk in the power of God, the victory of God, the joy of God, and the strength of God. I thank God for each and every listener on the line today. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that your mind feels clear, like, yeah, I can do that. I pray that you hold on to the word of God. I pray that you say, you know what, I'm going to try this challenge. I'm going to try it for a little while, but why don't you try it for the whole 35 days? You've got 35 days. Some of us on the phone, we're 35 years old, we're 15 years old, we're 40 years old, we're 50 years old. Have you really surrendered everything to God? Have you surrendered everything to God? His grace is sufficient. He gives us new grace and new mercy. Every day, the Bible says, what if he gave you a miracle every day? What if he gave you a supernatural miracle? What if he gave you a supernatural miracle? Well, I need one. You have one right now. You have ears to hear. You're on some type of phone listening into the blog, so that means you have some type of communication. Somebody's paying your bill. You're paying your bill, so that means you have an income coming in. You have eyes to see. You needed to push the numbers. So that means you're in your right state of mind. You know what sequence the numbers are on the phone. We're walking miracles every time we wake up. But then some of us, hey, well, wait, I need a financial miracle. But then speak life over yourself the next 35 days. Speak the will of God over your life for the next 35 days. I challenge you to walk upright. I challenge you to walk with your head up high. I challenge you to challenge God. Say, okay, Lord, I'm listening on Soul Food Sunday. I'm going to listen to the prophet, and I'm going to try this challenge. We have the most beautiful challenge, the ice bucket challenge, the no eating carbs for challenge, no smoking for challenge, no this challenge, no how about we live positive? Just imagine every Muslim, every Christian, every Buddhist, every Hindu person, every religion in this world, we went on a challenge. For 35 days that the world decided to go on a challenge that I'm going to be positive. I'm going to sit my racism down. I'm going to sit my hatred down. I'm going to sit down my opinion, my judgment to my opinion, my gossip, my envy. I'm going to sit these things down, and I'm going to trust God, the God that I serve for 35 days. Imagine. After the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 that if my people will turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and hear from the Lord. He said, I will bless your land. This land is all of ours. And so he gives us a commission that if my people, he didn't say if my prophet, he didn't say if my teacher, he said my people. So that means that we have to come together and be on one accord. If my people will turn from their wicked ways, what is wicked to you? What does the Lord say is wicked to you? We're not talking about anybody else. I want you to get to a mirror if you can and actually look at yourself. See what is wicked about yourself and say no more for the next 35 days. And I'm telling you, it's going to change your life to where you don't want to go back to that person that complains every morning, every afternoon. You don't want to go back to that person that gossip all day, that person that starts division, and that person that speaks doubt over themselves, their children, and every situation. But you'll be the light in the office. You'll be the light at the park. You'll be the light at the gym. You'll be the light in the grocery store. You'll be the light at the doctor's office. You'll be the light at the bank. Wherever you go, the light of God will follow you. Why don't we challenge each other to challenge? Why don't you post it on your page for the next 35 days starting now? You're going to have a positive challenge. You only can post something positive on Facebook. So we won't go and we won't advertise people beating their faces in. We won't advertise fights where people are being whooped and killed. We won't advertise murderers. We won't advertise women as half nude and half naked. We won't advertise it on our page and then say, look at this. This is disgusting. This is against God. So then why are you advertising it? But I challenge you to advertise good things, healthy lifestyle. Advertise your children. Advertise the Lord, the Father, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Advertise him. Advertise whoever your God is. Advertise them. Each one of us, we have instructions that we have to follow. And the instructions on today is don't let me come and get you. Don't have a Damascus experience. Don't make you go blind. Follow the instructions. Repent and open your mouth and tell the Lord, forgive me, Lord God. I want to do this your way, Lord God. And your way may not come tomorrow. It's not microwavable. You may not just bless me as soon as I get off the line, or you may bless me as soon as I get off the line. But I'm going to try you. I'm going to try this challenge. I'm going to speak life over my children. I'm going to speak life over my bank account. I'm going to speak life over my mind. I'm going to be obedient to you. If you tell me to listen, I'm going to listen. If you tell me to preach, I'm going to preach. If you tell me to do what you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. Because what you'll find out is that you are holding up your own blessings. We try to blame the enemy and blame everybody else for why we are in the state of condition that we're in. It is your own behavior. It is your lack of obedience. It is your lack of doing it when you want to do it. I won't try it today because I already got some stuff lined up, but I'm going to start early in the morning. We know how some of the women do when we are attempting to do a diet. I won't go on a diet today, but I'll start tomorrow. God said, I challenge you from this day forth to be positive. To be positive for the next 35 days. To speak positively. To say, Lord God, what I just saw, oh God, Lord God, I give you glory. I thank you, Lord God, fix it. When you see something you don't like, say, Lord God, fix that, Lord God. But make sure you're not looking in the mirror at yourself. Sometimes we so quickly to judge others and we don't even see the things that we have done. And so, Lord God, we pray that you continue to touch the church families and the people around the world, even in Charleston, South Carolina, each son and daughter that lost their mom, their pastor, each wife, each husband that lost their wives and lost their husband, Lord God. We ask you to touch them in a special way, Lord God. If only you know why it happened, Lord God. You know why it went down the way that it went, Lord God. But I pray that their souls are resting with you. I pray that their hearts are in good places, Lord God. I pray that the peace of God will surpass all things. I pray over time that there will be a healing in the sons and daughters' hearts, Lord God. I pray that when Christmas comes, we will continue to pray for them. When we're celebrating holidays, we will continue to lift them up, Lord God. I encourage you and I challenge you on today to speak positive, speak life over yourself for the next 35 days. And the God that I serve, the Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Ropa, the Lord our Healer, I challenge you to cry out to him for 35 days. Say, Lord, here I am another day. I'm speaking life over myself. I'm speaking life at my job. It may seem like it's getting worse, Lord, but I speak life in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare life over my finances. I decree and I declare life over my health. I decree and I declare life over my mind, my spirit, my body, my soul. I decree and I declare, open up your front door and declare life over your neighborhood, your community. I decree and I declare that your will be done. The Bible says he has good thoughts of us, that he wants to bless us and prosper us. He has good thoughts for us. And so it may not always go the way that we desire, but don't worry because God knows what's best for us. Don't worry because God is able to fix it. He created the heavens and earth in 6 days. Your situation is nothing compared to the God that we serve. And again, Evangelist Leslie, I thank God for you. I thank God for you studying the word. I thank God for you listening to the word. I thank God for you following the instructions. I thank God for you, woman of God. I thank God for each and every one of my spiritual daughters that have already came forth, and my spiritual son that came forth and already gave the word. And as we grow, as the ministry grow, we'll be doing greater things for God. I pray that someone was blessed on today. I pray that there's someone out there will raise their hand and say, I'll do the challenge. I pray that you tag me on Facebook, Deshaun Henderson Cross. Tag the woman of God, Keisha, on her page. I'll do the challenge. I challenge each and every one of us on the line right now, no matter how many of us it is, to post it on your page. Starting right now, we're doing a challenge. 35 days, we're going to speak life over our children, our situation. We're going to speak positive things. We're not going to engage in things that are hurtful, things that are against God. We're going to walk upright, and we're going to do the will of God. We're going to monitor our conversations. We're going to speak and say things that are a blessing and not a curse. Challenge you to put it on your page right now. And I challenge you to follow the instructions and watch God bless you beyond your imagination. Some of us just want little blessings. We just need, oh, my phone bill, maybe my cable, and if I can get this paid. And every month he keep blessing you. Every month you keep paying the same old bills. When are you going to really ask God for something? When are you going to believe him for the impossible? And so, Lord God, we glorify you. We bless your name. You're worthy, you're holy, and you're honest, Lord God. There is no us without you, Lord God, so we say thank you, Lord. There is no us without you, and so we say thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that every word that was spoken, that it was a blessing to your ear. I pray that you're smiling down on us. I pray, Lord God, right now that this call is pleasing to you, that the blog is pleasing to you. I pray that the things that we do, that they make you have a smile upon your face, because we know that our Father, he has a smile. He can get angry and he can be happy. I pray, Lord God, that you increase us in the areas of our life that need to be increased. The Bible says he did not give us fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Increase us, Lord God, in you. I bless your name, Lord God, and I serve you with my whole heart, because I know I am only here because of you. It is not because of my right doing. It's not because, oh, I'm so this. It's because you decided to keep me. You decided to deliver me. You decided to make a way out of no way. And forever I will serve you, and I'll be grateful to you, Lord God. There is nothing that I will not do for you, Lord God. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my marriage. I trust you with my children. I trust you. And touch each and every one of us on the line, Lord God. Touch us, Lord God. Change it, shift it, Lord God. I let us have experiences with you like never before, Lord God. I let us be able to experience the supernatural, your supernatural powers, your supernatural love, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, let us be able to say, God has done it for me. Let us be able to come back on the blog in 2 weeks and say, Lord God, oh, he did it for me. I started the challenge and so many things changed. Let us be able to go on Facebook and post what is going on with the challenge. How is the challenge changing your life? What has God done? Is it your peace? Have it increased? Do you have more joy? Is the thing that they say that wouldn't go away, is it gone? Did the doctor say he cannot find that thing anymore? What has changed? The phone call you've been waiting, it came through. I got the job. Oh, Pastor, I'm about to get married, Lord God. Oh, there is a change that's taking place in my life. And so, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We bless your name. Have all of us, Lord God. And again, if you just got on the line and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you can read Romans 10:9. You can say quickly with me, Lord, come into my life. Forgive me for my sins, Lord Jesus. Wash me and make me whole. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you got up on the third day. And if you are a backslider, someone that used to be in love with God, running for the Lord, everything was Jesus, you find yourself back in a dry place, back in a filthy place, back with the pigs, back hanging out and doing things you said you would not do. Say, Lord God, I repent, Lord God. I don't want to live like this. My heart is not right in front of you. Wash me, Lord God. I repent. Forgive me, Lord God. For the Bible says he's just to forgive you every time you ask him to. I pray that this word has blessed you. Today has been a blessed day. Today has been an encounter that We Speak Life ministry will never forget. See change, and I speak life over us I speak open doors in the name of Jesus. To every caller on the line, I speak that the will of God will be done in your life like never before. I speak the joy, the peace. Speak the power of God upon your life. I speak that you go in peace and may your peace multiply. If you don't have a church and you're in the North area, we are located at 411 Jealous Avenue. The doors are open on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 10 a.m. You can find us on Facebook at Speak Life Ministry. There is a number there. There is an email there if you desire prayer. If there's something that we can help you with, we trust God that we'll be able to. We trust God that we'll be able to direct you in the right direction. We trust God that we'll be able to come together and speak positive things over your life. And so, Father God, have your way with us for the rest of these 35 days. Bless us coming in and out. Let this be glory upon you, Lord God. I pray that you're in heaven and you're smiling down upon us, Lord God. We honor you and we bless your name. And in Jesus' name we say amen. God bless you, Evangelist Leslie, and all the other evangelists that have come forth. God bless you, woman of God, Keisha. I pronounce a blessing upon you. I pronounce that you will move forward in the will of God. You will not let anything hinder you, but go forward. And if you find yourself stuck, speak life over that situation. Speak life over that mountain. Speak life to it, and it will have to come down. So, Lord God, we honor you. We bless your name. And in Jesus' name, we say amen. And we'll see you guys. We'll hear from you next, not this Sunday, the Sunday after. We'll be on the blog, and we'll start posting it more on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you have. Let's send out the challenge. Let's challenge the world. Let's challenge your favorite rappers. Let's challenge people that love to do challenges. Let's see how many people can be positive for 35 days and speak life. God bless you. Thank you.